Hello, welcome. We'll be discussing developing marketing strategies and a marketing plan. So first, we need to discuss sustainable competitive advantage, right? What do the customers value, right? How do our products differentiate and capitalize on our competitive advantage against the market? So we, number one, need to create customer value. How are we going to provide value to them, and how are our products useful in their lives, right? Do they really value them? Can they be substituted easily? Customer excellence, right? We need to put the customer front and center and make sure that their needs and their desires and their demands are met so that we can continue to generate positive revenue growth. So operational excellence, we need to be the best in class. We should have a world-class organization, or that should be our goal. So if we're excellent in our operations, I think that that may flow down to an excellent customer experience because the culture will be set. Product excellence, again, product excellence goes along with operational excellence. So if we're excellent in our operations, we can be likely to be product excellent as well. So what I mean by product excellent is being the best product in the market, capturing the most market share, having the greatest demand, and looking forward to positive revenue growth, potentially outpacing the market. So locational excellence, obviously we need to be locationally excellent in where we are. Where is our location? For instance, if you're a distribution company, maybe some place that's centrally located that's a day's drive from the eastern United States, that might be a locational excellent competitive advantage. Customer excellence, retaining loyal customers. We want to make sure that we have repeat customers, repeat sales. We want a product that they can't live without. Customer service, providing the utmost best customer service to our customers is pinnacle because it needs to be focused around them. They need to have the experience that they desire from our product, as well as being a friendly, warm, inviting customer service base. So operational excellence is the execution of the business strategy more consistently and reliably than the competition. Operational excellence is evidenced by results given two companies with the same strategy. The operationally excellent company will have lower operational risk, lower operating costs, and increased revenue relative to its competitors, creating value for customers and shareholders. So if we're operationally excellent, we're going to have lower costs. That means we can have lower prices, but a premium product. And customers will really like that. They'll buy more of it. And the shareholders will be happy because our revenue growth is sufficient for stock price growth and dividend growth. So if we're operationally excellent, it's going to be good all the way around. Product excellence. Having products with high perceived value and effective branding and positioning. So product leadership as a competitive strategy aims to build a culture that continuously brings superior products to the market. Here, product leaders achieve premium market prices thanks to the experience they create for their customers. The corporate disciplines they cultivate include research, portfolio management, teamwork, product management, marketing, talent management. Product leaders organize and recognize excellence in creativity, problem solving, and teamwork is critical to their success. Again, locational excellence is a method of achieving excellence by having a strong physical location and or internet presence. So we can look at Amazon. They have a great internet presence, right? So a lot of people, there's a ton of traffic going to Amazon all the time. So they have strong internet locational excellence. So let's look at the marketing plan. Step one, business mission and objectives, right? Those need to be identified. Number two, conduct a SWOT analysis. Know what your strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats are, and how to take advantage and capitalize on those. Step three, identify opportunities. Segmentation, marketing, positioning. And then number four, implement the marketing mix. Our product, price, place, promotion, right? Step five, evaluate performance using marketing metrics. Back to the statistics piece. So And in the planning phase is steps 1 and 2, the implementation phase is 3 and 4, and the control phase is 5. So this has kind of been the cumulative of the course to a degree, because everything that we've talked about essentially is wrapped up right here in this marketing plan. Three phases of a strategic plan: strategic analysis, external analysis, internal analysis, customer analysis. External analysis will give us an opportunity to analyze our strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats in the outside market, while internal analysis gives us an opportunity to perform the SWOT analysis internally so that we can get better. Customer analysis, same thing. We can perform SWOT analysis, and we can figure out where we can capitalize with market share with our customer base. Then future orientation flows down to formulating the strategy, right? We need a target, position, and brand. Okay, product development is critical, and developing ideas and generating a good product. Innovation is critical to continuing to grow revenues and differentiate your product. Relationships and alliances are critical in maybe getting cheaper raw material costs. Maybe you have somebody in the market that you depend on and is an alliance so that you two can share ideas and market information. Strategic marketing plan flows down to implementation, which is we implement the product, we implement our strategies, and then we control the outcomes through our metric recording.